Welcome to iRun Radio. Coming up, elite runner Natasha Wodak on representing Canada at the Olympics and the World Championships.
You know, it made all the hard work worthwhile. It made everything worthwhile. Like, it was pretty fantastic.
How one runner has been inspired to do the Army Run every year.
Such an honor to run with our troops. It's difficult to put into words how emotional it is when you're standing at the starting line and you hear the Canadian anthem and then the cannon, and then you see the wounded soldiers start the race.
And why members of the military appreciate the support of Canadian runners.
We're happy because we feel that what we do, people appreciate that. And since we know that that Canadians are behind us, I think whenever we're being asked to do on their behalf, it's a lot, you know, a lot easier for us to go into harm's way. Because we know we're supported, we know we're being appreciated. And the Army Run is one way that Canadians have been doing for the last 10 years.
All of that and more coming up on iRun Radio. We're joined now by the editor and general manager of iRun, Ben Kaplan. Hi, Ben.
Good morning, sir.
How was your week?
Everything is great. Yeah, thanks for asking.
Yeah, and it's the Army Run. It's the Terry Fox Run. Next weekend's the Montreal Marathon and the RBC Race for the Kids. So we're back into racing season. This is a busy time.
Yeah, definitely exciting time to be in sneakers. And we're feeling good. Everybody's excited. It's great to have so many readers and listeners engaged. And yeah, I think everybody's out there enjoying themselves. So it's a fabulous time.
Yeah, and good luck to everybody who's participating in all of these events. We're going to talk more about the Army Run on today's show. But of course, the Terry Fox Run is on, and we've done so much coverage of the impact that Terry Fox has had on cancer research, on runners, on the global community of people who raise money, because it's not just a Canadian thing. There are Terry Fox Runs all over the world, and just so many. It's every time we scratch the surface of Terry Fox's story, there are more interesting stories to tell and facts to uncover, and we've done that so many times over the years.
Yeah, and it just feels exciting, and it just makes you feel proud to be a runner. I mean, proud to identify as such and proud to be out there, kind of, you know, it feels good just to run tall, you know, that what we represent, that the lineage that we come from and what we're trying to do goes beyond just sort of working on our figure, that we're actually out there and yeah, all of us know that we have the ability and the capacity to make a difference.
Absolutely. And that we captured that in the issue we did a few weeks back, the charity issue that we've done a couple of times now. So that's very powerful stuff. Now, we're going to have Natasha Wodak on the show today, who represented Canada at the Olympics and also at the World Championships. And she's got a great story. She raises money and she raises awareness about a cause that's important to her. We're going to talk about that coming up. But you know Natasha, she's done some amazing things as a runner and now representing Canada internationally.
Yeah, and Natasha's just a wonderful person. And one of the things I really like about her, and I think a lot of us, you know, weekend warriors and sort of people, you know, who obviously aren't going to compete the way she does. We're not defending a throne for our country and things like that. But in order to make herself a better runner and in order to get more serious with her running and to compete at the World Championships, she really found that for her is that she had to enjoy the process more. So she ended up switching coaches and she ended up, you know, not counting every calorie, and she ended up affording herself the odd glass of wine because for her, she had to be a happier person to be a better runner. And the proof was in the pudding because she did extraordinarily well in London this summer. So for her, and I think a lot of us, I'm constantly getting into this with people that, like, you know, let your running add to your life, not take away. Sometimes some of us, we have the ability to sort of become overwhelmed or take it too seriously and squeeze the joy out of the thing. And, you know, even with our super elites, our Olympians, they need to not do that as well. So it's a good lesson for everybody.
Absolutely. Because if you're going to spend time doing anything, it's got to be something you enjoy. You've got to find a way to enjoy it, or you're not going to want to keep doing it, even if it is good for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. And that's what we're talking about. I mean, the idea is we're not trying to be a runner for this one race or that one race. The idea is to do it over time, like to let it become part of you. So you're always running. I mean, it was that great thing that we did with back when we had Ed Whitlock on the cover, and for him it seemed apropos, but it's actually for everyone. There is no finish line. I mean, this is what we do.
Absolutely. And we're counting down to the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon as well, which is coming up in October. Are you planning to run that one, Ben?
Of course, yeah. I haven't missed it in, I don't know, 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
So, for sure, for sure.
I didn't know there was a tradition going on here. This is a streak.
You don't know that I'm the defending media champion? Yeah, let everybody, let it be known. Let it be said, heard this morning on the radio that, I am the defending media champ, and I will be...
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Well, I don't like to tell people. That's the way I keep getting it. I'm actually going against myself. But, so don't worry about that. I'm just going to keep that to myself. But, yeah, I'm going, and everybody's going, and we're looking forward to it, and it's a big year. And, you know, like we talked about Ed for a second earlier, and they're going to do a big tribute to him. Of course, Ed Whitlock was the 86-year-old marathon champion who broke so many records at the Scotiabank Waterfront Marathon, and he ran last October and then unfortunately succumbed to cancer in March. But so this will be the first time in a while that he hasn't been there, but his presence is going to be felt, and we're working with them a little bit too. And, you know, it's going to be a great time. It always is.
And we'll talk more about Ed and about the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon in the weeks to come. But again, good luck to everybody who's doing the Terry Fox Run, the Army Run, and more this weekend and next weekend. Ben, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate your time, sir.
That's Ben Kaplan, iRun's editor and general manager. Coming up next, Canadian Olympian Natasha Wodak. Registration is now open for the Tamarack Ottawa Race Weekend. It's Canada's biggest marathon weekend, May 26th and 27th, with a kids race, a 2K, 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon, and the Lumberjack Challenge. Four races covering a distance of 59.2K. It's the event of the year, and we'd love to see you there. Welcome back to iRun Radio. Natasha Wodak ran for Canada at the Olympics last year and at the World Championships this summer. In between, however, she battled injuries. We're going to talk about her journey, the honor of representing Canada, and more. Natasha, thanks for joining us on iRun Radio.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, and let's talk about your experience at the World Championships. How do you feel that went for you in London?
I was very pleased. Definitely went better than I had hoped and expected. I coming off of a year where I was injured through the fall and then had surgery, and then, you know, my fitness just wasn't coming back as soon as I had hoped. I think I was a little overly ambitious, and it took me a lot longer to feel fit again. So it wasn't really until, you know, 3-4 weeks before World Championships that I was finally in that, you know, form that I had been hoping for and working so hard for. So it was really exciting to perform again, you know, compete at the world stage, and to be top 16 in the world was super awesome. You know, I'd obviously like to be in the top 12 one day, and I know I'm working towards that. So it was just nice to, you know, run well and compete well, I think was important to me as well, was to get in there and run a good race. And so I'm definitely happy with how it went.
Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of work was involved in your recovery and just how much you had to do and how it felt at times? Because as you said, it took some time to get to the point you wanted to be, and you never know when you're going to get there, right?
Yeah. I've had many injuries in the past, and I've done, you know, similar cross training as I've done. You know, you're off for those 4 to 6 weeks. You do your cross training in the pool with pool runs and biking and elliptical and that sort of thing. And then you start your walk run program, and, you know, you take your 4 weeks of walk running to get back to training. And in years past, you know, it's only taken me, you know, 6 to 8 weeks after I'm back running, to sort of get back into top form. But in all those previous years, I had had, you know, a lot of consistent training in my back pocket from before the injury. You know, you're going into the injury off of like a full year of training or whatever. And so when you, you know, you take that 4 weeks off, you do your cross training, and then you come back to running, it's much easier. And I didn't have that this year. You know, I got injured right after Rio, and I spent September, October, and November sort of half running, half cross training. I think I did a total of maybe 5 workouts, and I ran, I think it was 486 kilometers in 4 months, which is what I would normally run in a month, right? So it was, and I was really missing that base this year going into my spring when I was finally healthy. I just was having a hard time getting that fitness back. And I just really had to be patient this time and just trust in the process and know that it wasn't going to be 6 or 8 weeks. It could be 12 weeks. It could be 4 months. And I just had to really just listen to my coach and trust in her training and trust in the process and know that it would come around. It was just going to take a lot longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was right. So
you talked about pool running earlier. I've never actually done that myself, and I've seen other people do it. It looks very challenging and mostly mentally challenging, I would expect, because you're not outside running through the trees or on beautiful streets or anything like that. You're just in the pool going back and forth. What was that like for you as you were using that as a form of cross training to recover from an injury?
Yeah, you know, pool running can definitely be boring and
mind-numbing.
You know, a lot of people, yes. But, you know, you work around it. You make it work. Like, I have a iPod that I was able to put in my bun in my hair and then clip it to my headband so I didn't get the earphones wet. So that was helpful to have my music.
Yeah, good tip.
You know, and every once in a while I would have, and now you have like, wireless headphones and stuff, right, too. So for guys, if they wear a hat, they can clip their iPod into their hat. So you don't even need to have hair or a bun or anything like that. So that was helpful. I always try to say, like, with the cross training, it's like your long runs, you know. It goes by quicker with friends. And so every once in a while I'd have one of my friends would be like, hey, I'll come keep you company today. And it just went by so much faster. And so, but also the key to cross training, I think, is not to do too much of one thing. So I would always split it up. So if you're trying to cross train twice a day, no one wants to go to the pool twice a day. Let me tell you, that is the worst. So I would always go like pool in the morning, and in the evening, I'd go to the gym and I would do an elliptical or a bike or even rowing sometimes if I just couldn't stand the thought of either of the other two. So yeah, definitely I always say to people when you're cross training is to try to mix it up as much as you can.
Let's talk about your Olympic experience. What does it mean to you now to be a Canadian Olympian and to have had the experience of going and competing in the world's biggest event?
I mean, obviously it's a huge honor to represent Canada at the Olympic Games. It's every athlete's dream to go to the Olympics. And so it was just, it was really, really cool. And to have ran, you know, I was pretty happy with how I ran there. So that was, you know, that was great too. And just being part of such an awesome team, and it was very, you know, it made all the hard work worthwhile. It made everything worthwhile. Like, it was pretty fantastic.
And are you focused on going back? Is that the long-term goal right now, is to get back to the Olympics?
I wouldn't say that is, you know, at my age, I'm turning 36 this year, and I seem to get injured all the time. So right now I'm just taking it 1 year at a time.
Okay.
And that would be, you know, it would be awesome if I'm there in 3 years and I'm healthy and I'm running fast. That would be great. But, you know, right now my goal is hopefully make the Commonwealth Games team. If that doesn't work, the World Half Marathon Championships in the fall. And then World Championships the following year. So focusing one season at a time.
Good for you. That's the way to do it. Now, I have to mention one other race, which is a 5K race that you did in Dublin. And you and Lindsay Tessier crossed the finish line together at the end of this race. It made for a great picture. It looked terrific. And, of course, that's not the distance that you've been racing at in the Olympics and the World Championships. So I take it that was a little bit more for fun than for – it wasn't really a race.
No, not at all. It was definitely for fun. Lindsay's a good friend of mine, and we both had – she was traveling in Ireland, and I was traveling in Scotland and Ireland as well. And she goes, I'll be in Dublin doing the 5K. And I said, we're going to come. And so my boyfriend ran as well, and, you know, he did it for fun. And I had had my week off of running, so I just sort of jumped in and said, Lindsay, whatever you're running, I'll help pace you. And so she had wanted to run around 17:30, so I said, I'll sort of help pace you, and then we'll just finish together. So that was the plan, and it just definitely wasn't about me. It was about, you know, having fun with Lindsay, hoping she ran a good time, and really just being on vacation and enjoying the rock and roll race, which it was great. It was lots of fun.
Yeah, and you don't
often... I gotta say, after having not ran in a week and then all of a sudden jumping into, you know, it was not a fast time for me, but there was still effort on my part.
Sure.
And my legs were, I was like, how on earth did I run 31:55 last Saturday? And yeah, it was pretty shocking when you don't do anything for 6 days.
Yeah, because it was 1 week after the World Championships, right?
It was exactly one week after, yeah.
But that's something you don't get to do very often, is run a race for fun and run alongside a friend.
And that was one thing this year that I wanted to change, was being able to have fun in my racing and not every race to be so important. And I did that this year. You know, there was a few races that I did that I didn't run that fast. If you look back at results, and people are like, oh, what was wrong? And I was like, nothing was wrong. I just wanted to go in and put in a hard effort without it being, you know, super important. I need to run a certain time, or I need to get a certain place. I just, you know, I wanted to go to this race because I wanted to go to Toronto to see a friend, or I wanted, you know what I mean? Like, at this stage in my career, I want to have a little more fun with what I do.
Yeah, good for you. And I understand you also have a charity that you support and you focus on, and that's the Vancouver Orphan Kitty Rescue. Is that right?
Yeah, I volunteer with, it's called VOCRA, that's the acronym for it.
Right.
Once a week, and I also foster kittens and cats. And yeah, that's definitely an important cause to me. You know, they basically take in stray cats and kittens and ferals and abandoned cats, and they bring them into the operations center, and they're, you know, brought, kept healthy, taken care of, and then they're put into foster care, and then people can go online and adopt through the fosters. And it's a no-kill organization, so every cat that comes in is they're all spayed and neutered, and if they're feral, then they're released back into their colony. And if they're, you know, if they're young enough to be tamed, they'll be tamed up and adopted out. So it's a fantastic organization, and I'm happy to be a part of it. And
is it true that you and Lanny Marchand once ran a race dressed with some kind of cat makeup on or something like that?
Yeah, there was the Vancouver Scotiabank Half Marathon 2 years ago. I actually ran for Team VOCRA. And I think we raised $3,000 that day. And,
good for you.
I painted my face like a cat and wore cat ears. Yeah.
Very cool.
You know,
good for you.
It's very important to me. It's a very important charity to me. And so I like to bring awareness as much as I can.
Good for you for supporting that. And
thank you.
Congratulations on all you've done. It's, despite the injuries, it's still been a good year with some great performances at the Olympics a year ago and at the World Championships not so long ago. Natasha, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
That's elite Canadian runner Natasha Wodak. Coming up next, we're going to talk to an athlete whose very first run was in the Army Run a few years ago. She's been back every year to do it again. We'll be right back. iRun Radio is brought to you by the Niagara Falls International Marathon, crossing the Peace Bridge from the U.S. into Canada on October 15, 2017. The Niagara Falls International Marathon is celebrating its 20th anniversary as one of the most unique races in the world. Welcome back to iRun Radio. My next guest is one of thousands of runners who are participating in the Army Run today in Ottawa, Tina Weib. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
So I understand your first race was the Army Run, is that right?
It is. I've run in seven Army Runs now. I had come to Ottawa in September 2011, and my boss at the time invited me to participate in the Army Run the following week. So I'd never run before, which is kind of funny, and I couldn't go a whole block without stopping. But they told me it didn't matter and that it was a very special event. So I signed up, and it was just an amazing event. So ever since then, that's been my inspiration to continue every year.
So you were a brand new runner when you did the Army
brand
Run
new.
For the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me more about what that experience was like.
First of all, it's such an honor to run with our troops. It's difficult to put into words how emotional it is when you're standing at the starting line and you hear the Canadian anthem and then the cannon, and then you see the wounded soldiers start the race. And that first year, actually, I walked. I really couldn't run. And I shook the soldiers' hands while we did the 5K. So it was the most inspirational, I think, event I've ever been in any of the races that I've done. So when I finished, I said, if they can do it, then I'm going to start running. And I've been running ever since. So I ran the 5K three times and then kind of challenged myself because I thought if they can go that far, I should be able to push myself as well. And I did the half marathon for 2 years in a row. And then last year I did the Commander Challenge, which was challenging.
Yeah.
It's a 5K and then you go back to the beginning and you run the half. So it's 26K total, which was fun. And then this year I have my son and my daughter and we're all doing the Vimy Challenge. So I'm really excited to be doing
wow.
that with my family.
Mm-hmm. So you and your kids are doing the Vimy
yeah.
Challenge.
Yeah, my son started running this February, actually. I don't know if I was his inspiration or I'm not sure, but he did his first half a couple of weeks ago. And we're going to do the Vimy Challenge together, all three of us. And then next year we're going to go off and do the BMO Marathon Relay together in Vancouver.
Okay, wow. And how old are your kids?
My son's 31 and my daughter's 28.
Okay. Because that's still on the young side to be taking on these longer distance races. It's not unusual, but they're, kids, people in their 20s aren't always focused on, okay, I'm just going to go out and run for 2 hours straight or something like that.
Yeah, I think they both caught the bug, especially my son. When he started in February, we did the challenges. We used some of the programs like Strava. And so I would send him a note saying, well, I'm going to do this distance this week, and he would, of course, want to beat me. And now, actually, he is faster than me, and he does go further than me. I said I'm happy to pass the torch. I'm really happy that they've both turned into runners as well. So it's just really nice to have the whole family doing it together, and I know now that they have, it's good for health. It's good for just even emotional and handling stress. I mean, I think I run five times a week most weeks now.
Yeah, and what has running meant to you, given that you didn't really get into it you ran your first race before you were even a runner, so how has it kind of become a big part of your life?
I have to say, if I go 2 or 3 days without running, I don't feel well. Like, I really do, I don't know if it's just the endorphins or if it's overall health, but I get up at 5:30 to make sure that I get out and have my run before I come to work. So, and I usually start work at 7:30 or 8 at the latest. So I will get out early in the morning. I'm definitely a morning runner, and I'm a cool weather runner, so I prefer to get out before the sun comes up. But it means a lot to me, both from a health perspective and I think probably from a focus. My job's stressful, and I love being able to say, okay, I'm just going to go out, and I run the canal most of the time, which I love in Ottawa. It's such a beautiful run. And so I'll go out and run the canal, and I kind of challenge myself as well. But most of the time, I just go to enjoy it.
So can you believe all you've done, given that this kind of started
very late in life?
Well, no, not not so much that, but just it started so innocuously.
It does. Actually, I mean, I am proud of myself. I started, now I'm 61, so whatever, that's, I started at 54, you know, which really was late in life to be starting something new and something that I'm so disciplined at. And I think probably the discipline is part of what I like, but it's also something that I just feel, I feel so much better than I did 10 years ago. You know, I feel as if I'm in better shape, I'm happier. So overall, I do like to eat and I do like my wine. So it means that I can stay in good shape and enjoy everything in life, which
yes,
is important to me.
That is a big benefit, isn't it?
It is. It's important.
Yeah. So tell me about that first half marathon that you did and, and what it felt, because a 5K is one thing, a half marathon is another. What was that experience like?
It was awful. The first one was awful. Well, because it rained the whole time. It was cold. I remember going over to the Gatineau side and then coming back across the bridge. And, you know, it was just, the rain was pouring down. It would actually come like in a bucket from, you know, the top of the bridge. And all of a sudden you just have this, you know, downpour on top of you. I was cold. But then, of course, when you finish, the pride steps in, and I'll never forget that euphoria, like the feeling of saying, wow, I did that, you know. So from that time on, I said I would have to do a half every year. And this year I am doing a half, even though it's not the Vimy. I'm going to go to Toronto in October so that I don't miss my half for the year.
Well, good for you. And you mentioned this earlier, but I think it's an important aspect of the Army Run to emphasize, and that is that you do have this feeling, even if it's pouring rain or on a given day when you don't necessarily want to go out and do your training, you do have this feeling like if they can do it, if those wounded soldiers who are such a big part of the event, if they can go out there, then I have no excuses, right?
Exactly. And I mean, BMO, Bank of Montreal, is very involved. I'm sure you know we're the official bank of the Canadian defense community. So we're very involved with them, you know, not just in banking needs, but also through our sponsorships. And we participate and we're involved in other activities, you know, their fun days and et cetera. And so when I started running, I also kind of said that that was where I wanted to spend my volunteer time. And I have volunteered every year since as well, you know, organizing and helping the two RVPs from Bank of Montreal, who are the co-chairs for the Canada Army Run. And we've organized, we have, I think last year it was 60 runners and 150 volunteers. And both Rick Compagna and Omar Abbasar, they're the two RVPs, they've been involved, I think, for 10 years each in the program. So, you know, we man the expo tent, and there's the race kit pickup and the recovery tent, the kids zone. And so I think the whole weekend is something that I just feel very special about, you know, to be able to participate and be part of it and try to, you know, bring in other volunteers and get them involved, as well as hoping that we can raise some funds for support the troops and also contribute in that way.
And I know you actually recruit volunteers to be involved in that. Do you end up spending a lot of time at the event itself, at the expo and at other parts of the event on the whole weekend?
Definitely, yeah. So we have 150 volunteers through the employees in Ottawa, and actually we have some that come as far from Kingston to participate and volunteer. But that is part of the event, is just being part of it and being able to help out in any way we can, because an event this size, it's huge. And, you know, you require so many volunteers to have a successful event. So it's nice working hand-in-hand with the armed forces. And, you know, I've gotten to know quite a few of them firsthand, and it's such a privilege to work with them on this event.
Tell me a little bit about your plans for Vancouver. You're going to do a relay with your kids?
I am. My son made me a very special pine stand to put my medals on this year for Mother's Day, and he put one for the marathon, and I kind of laughed because I hung up all my other medals, and I said, I don't have one for the marathon, and I really, I'll be honest, I really don't think I'll ever do a marathon. It's not even something that I aspire to. So I kind of laughed, and I said, well, it can't stay empty. And then when I saw the BMO marathon site, I realized that they have a relay. And it's happening actually 2 days before my 35th anniversary with BMO. So I just decided that I would take the whole family and we're going to go do the relay together in Vancouver. So booked my Airbnb and I'm going to start looking for the airfares and book the trip. And I'm so excited because that'll just be, especially the BMO event, that'll also be special to
me.
Sure.
So. Yeah, and it's, I mean, just the experience of running with your kids will be fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I'm going to take the nicest leg of the.
Right.
I'm going to take
a mother's prerogative.
Take the finish.
Yeah, so you're going to take the last one and get to cross the finish line.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. And also it's along the ocean, so I'm like, I'll take the best one.
Okay.
You know, my son said he would do the hills. I'm like, okay, that's good.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Tina, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on all you've done, and enjoy the Army Run experience again this year.
Well, thank you, Mark. I hope to see you there. I will be at the expo, so stop and say hello if you're there.
I will for sure.
Okay,
I'll be there too. Thanks, Tina.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a great day.
That's Tina Weib, who's doing the Army Run today. We're going to talk more about the Army Run coming up next. Registration is now open for the Tamarack Ottawa Race Weekend. It's Canada's biggest marathon weekend, May 26th and 27th, with a kids race, a 2K, 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon, and the Lumberjack Challenge. Four races covering a distance of 59.2K. It's the event of the year, and we'd love to see you there. Our next guest on iRun Radio is the race director of today's Canada Army Run, Major Gus Garant. Gus, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Mark. I'm very pleased to be here.
So tell us about this year's Army Run and what the runners can expect from this year's edition.
Okay, this year, well, it's our 10-year anniversary. This event, you know, started roughly 11 years ago when you had two senior Army officers taking part in U.S. Army 10-milers in Washington, where when they crossed the finish line, they just felt that, hey, why don't we have something like this in Canada? And they brought this idea to the Army commander, and the Army commander looked at them, yeah, great idea. Now you go and execute it. So, you know, 10 years later, you know, we have grown as, you know, to one of the largest running event in Canada. And with that, well, we were able to grow as well from the event perspective or event experience. When you look at, you know, we start with a 5K in the half marathon, and now we have technically five events from a five. We just add the 10 this year. And when you look at the numbers of participants who have signed up for the 10K, I would say it is a success.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we have the 21, and the last 2 years, we came up with challenges. You know, and that's something I would say the industry, the running industry, that you've seen a lot of events where, based on their weekend schedule, based when their running event take place from a scheduling point of view, people were doing more than one event, and we've decided to follow suit, if you like. And now we have what's called the Commander's Challenge, where people combine the 5K and 21K. And this year, to celebrate the military in Canada celebrating 100 years anniversary of the Vimy battle, well, we introduce as well a Vimy Challenge, where people will run both the 5 and 10K back to back. So we're those things are, you know, we're very excited about that, and again, I think it shows where the event have come from you know, very successful in 2008 when they had over 7,000 runners to again five event now, and hopefully more than 20,000 participants for this year.
And I remember the very first Army Run. I ran the first Army Run, and it was around the time that we launched iRun as well. So we're kind of the same age, our event, your event and our magazine. And so we've watched the Army Run grow over the years. It's probably been the fastest growing event in Canada, maybe one of the fastest growing in North America as well over the course of that time, because once people had that experience of running with the Canadian military and sharing the race with them. I think they told a lot of people about it, and it seemed to spread really quickly, the message about this event, what was special about it.
Yeah, I agree. And then when you look at, just tiny little things that we do that, because we represent the Canadian Armed Forces and obviously the Army, there's a few things that we can do that no other running event can do. And just mentioning, like, an easy one, you know, we use a cannon as the starting pistol. We have dog tag as your finisher medals. We were able to put part of our festivities, if you like, for the weekend, a military band that can entertain not only the runners, but, you know, their families and anyone who wants to come around to experience the Army Run, to experience the, as we say in French, l'atmosphère, the festival type of feeling we try to provide to our participants and their family. And as well, it's one thing that I think we're blessed with this, being here in Ottawa, where the run takes place, where the Governor General is the patron of our event. We're allowed to go through the garden of Rideau Hall. So we started this 3 years ago, the half, went through it, or back to it this year. Last year we had to take a year of a break because they were doing some renovation on the ground of Rideau Hall. And this year, with our 10K, we were able to do the same thing with our route, where the 10K will go inside the ground of Rideau Hall and back out and back on Sussex and come back to the finish line on Queen Elizabeth Drive. So yeah, that's something we're proud to go and say, hey, we're the one who can't do that. We're the one who have that privilege, I guess, to be able to do those things because we are Canada Army Run.
Absolutely. But I think the most important thing here is the inspiration that so many people get from being around members of the Canadian Armed Forces. And I've talked to so many people about this over the last 9 or 10 years, the fact that they really thrive on that. And there is that that element to it of, you know what, when I'm training for this half marathon or this 5K, if I reach a point where I'm saying, wow, this is getting tough, I think about the men and women in uniform in this country who have been serving our country. And I think if they can do that, what they do, I can do this.
Yeah, I like the way you're saying that, the way you're putting it up. That's true. You know, it can be a bit of an inspiration. And it goes the same way as well. For the soldiers, for the men and women in uniform, when you see that type of support, again, when you look at the participants, it's a very small percentage of them who are military. You know, are we talking 10, 12, 15% roughly, you know? So the rest are, I'll use the word, true Canadians. They're not the military. They're not wearing the uniform. They're not working for DND, for the Department of National Defense. So for us, when we see this, you know, the men and women in uniform who are helping with race kit pickup, with shirt pickup, with the medal, putting our dog tag around the finishers, and we see all those people with a big smile on their face, and you know, we're happy because we feel that what we do, people appreciate that, and since we know that the Canadians are behind us, I think whenever we're being asked to do on their behalf, it's a lot, you know, a lot easier for us to go into arm's way, because we know we're supported, we know we're being appreciated, and the Army Run is one way that Canadians have been doing for the last 10 years.
Absolutely. Yeah, no question. Now, while we're talking, Gus, I know you're a runner as well, and that you enjoy the experience of participating in events as well as putting together the Army Run every year. Tell us a little bit about how your own running has been going.
Well, what we do, it's like, I would say since I've joined, I've become the race director, I would say I do a lot of running, but I would say my times have gone down. You know, it's just whenever we run now, it's because we go to an event and promote our event.
Yeah.
And I would say, and then we have the opportunity when we're traveling to experience other people event. And for us, for me personally, and I can talk to say the same about Jeff Morrill, the Deputy Canada Army Run Race Director, that this is all it's our professional development portion, because I can tell you when I joined the military almost 35 years ago, no one gave me training, no one sent me to school to go and learn how to become a race director. So the only way that I can see how things are done is by participating at other events, you know, getting the feel how it works in other events, how the race kit pick up, their shirt pick up, the way that other folks do entertainment on the road, you know, how they organize their finish and start lines and so on and so forth. So that's what my running has been, the purpose of my running time in the last 4 years. I've been divided, or I've been pushed towards like using this as a professional development,
right,
and learning, taking lessons from other events and applying them where they can apply to our event, and hopefully make our event better, hopefully increase the experience, the positive experience for all our participants. So I enjoy it because it's, as you know, because you're a runner as well. When you take part into a running event, again, people are in an extremely positive mood. People love to chat. People love to share. And I love to be part of that that experience.
Yeah, you're right. One of the things I always say about running is you get to see people at their best, and they're fulfilling their goals, and they're doing something really healthy, and they're happy to be doing it. And I guess for you now, you get to see that a little more often, and you're not so focused on getting to the finish line as you are about experiencing the entire event, so you can take something away from it and learn from it and apply it to the next Army run.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you one. The last event that we ran was the Utica 15K there in July. And
right.
Small town, the entire city. Like here, Ottawa, it's obviously we're a big city, and the city is so much behind any sporting event that the city has. There's thousands and thousands of people who volunteer for it, who are there to encourage participants. But we went to Utica, again, small town. I never seen the finish line, which, you know, 1 kilometer before the end, it's thousand. It was 6 to 10 people deep along the chute to
wow.
The last kilometer, and all cheering you on. And I mean, I'm telling you, that was awesome. So that's something else that I look forward when I go and run. You know, experience that.
Sure.
Before I was a race director, I would probably just run. And now I just take my time, stop, take picture with people who are on the side of the road. And they're looking at your shirt, you're wearing something that may say Canada on it. And they all want to go and hug you and get their picture taken with you. So, yeah, love that.
Very cool. Gus, thank you so much for joining us on iRun Radio, and good luck with this year's Army Run.
Thank you very much.
That's Major Gus Garant, who is the race director of today's Canada Army Run. And good luck to everyone who's participating in the Army Run and the Terry Fox Run today. That's it for iRun Radio. On next week's show, we're going to have the very inspiring story of a woman who has turned the loss of her child into a running and fundraising mission. We'll talk to you then. Have a great week.